Greetings. This is your host, Innocence Branch, from the Essential Goddess Podcast. Today's episode is entitled Diamond in the Rough. The topic of this episode actually was quite funny. It came to me in regard to just observing people, friends, family, and actually a brief history lesson on how some people embrace the flaws, the inanimate flaws in things such as furniture, pearls, animals, diamonds even, one of the most precious commodities on this planet, without question. But when it comes down to accepting those same flaws, internal or external, in people, they hesitate. And my question to you is, why do you think that is? Everything and everyone has certain flaws, whether they're internal or external, visible, or only detected with an aid of a microscope or some sort of probing, let's just say. But our example remains limited to people. Why is it that so many people are willing to accept the flaws in these things that I named before? You'll accept the flaws in your car? Oh, it's just one of my car's little quirks. But that's my car. I'll ride it till the wheels fall off. You'll accept flaws and quirks in your furniture. Oh, it's just a little scratch. It's just a little ding. It's still good. Some of the most flawed furniture, some of the most damaged furniture. I don't mean damaged structurally to the point where it's unsound or unsafe, but just character flaws. Scratches, nicks, dings, chips, paint peeling, flaking. God, it's old. People are proud of that. It's 250 years old. It's 300 years old, but it's still good. I myself am a huge advocate of all things with character, including people. When it comes down to our car, may not always start the way we want it to start, may not always sound the way we want it to sound, doesn't always look the way we want it to look. It has that little slight funny smell, but you know what? That's still our car. Art, music, animals. We accept flaws in everything, including, like I said in the beginning, one of the most precious commodities on earth, diamonds. Diamonds are flawed, internally structured. They're not always perfect. The closer they are to being perfect, which there is no perfect diamond, but the closer they are to being perfect, the more expensive they are and the more we revere them. But yet, when we see flaws in people, we reject them. Why is that? Why is it that we expect for people to be any different than anything else on this planet? Everything has flaws. People have flaws. You have flaws. I have flaws. So get over this thing, this obsession with looking for the perfect person, the perfect friend, the perfect lover, the perfect husband, the perfect wife, the perfect child, the perfect teacher, the perfect preacher. There is no such thing as perfection in humans. Doesn't happen. If you can love all of these things that I named, the flowers, the cars, the diamonds, the clothes, the furniture, the shoes. If you can love all of these things and value and cherish and treasure all of these things with all of their flaws, my question is, why can't you love people that are flawed? Some of us are slightly vertically challenged. Some of us have weight issues. Some of us have emotional issues. baggage, let's just say. But the point of it all is that no matter how long we've been on this earth, no matter our background, no matter our status, no matter our financial standing, no matter how learned or scholarly we happen to be, and it's not based on gender, it's not based on religion, it's not based on heritage, it's not based on anything other than the fact that we were created to be a flawed animal. That's what we are. We have to accept that in ourselves and accept that in others. And that doesn't mean that you wallow in pity just because you're flawed. It just means that you strive to be the best person that you can be. And in the meantime, don't forget that your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers, your daughters, your sons, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your friends, your lovers, your teachers, your preachers are all flawed. What this means is, you learn to accept those flaws and move on. Love people in spite of their flaws. Don't be so quick to judge people because they're flawed. Need I remind you, you're flawed also? There are certain flaws that get better with time. There are some flaws that neglected get worse with time. Some people have absolutely no inclination to adapt and to change. That's a flaw. Some people have issues with money. That's a flaw. Some people don't have the best speech. That's a flaw. But trivial things such as the car that someone drives, the school that they went to, the city or the town that they grew up in, what side of the tracks they came from, their family name, their hair color, their eye color, their weight, their height, all of these things, those are not flaws, people. They're just things. I won't try to justify it any other way. They're just things. And sadly, if you're a person of limited conception, you'll never get that. That's not a flaw. Flaws are something that can be accepted, that should be loved, that should be embraced as part of that individual. I don't care how much money you ever gain in your lifetime, or how many degrees you have behind your name, or what your name is, or whether you're the first or the third or the fifth, whether you're a man or a woman, blonde, redhead, or brunette, black, white, or otherwise, we are all flawed. But there's beauty in our flaws, just as you see the beauty in flawed diamonds, and the beauty in flawed furniture, and the beauty in your flawed car, the beauty in that flawed house that you struggle so hard to pay for. Flaws are a part of life. Accept others for their flaws. Accept others in spite of their flaws and move on. As you do unto others, so it shall be done unto you. Peace and blessings. So ends today's podcast. I'm your host, once again, Innocence Branch. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.